It's the Country Station FM 95. It's how we like to end the show. A tell me something good story. It made you smile. It touched your heart. It brought a tear of joy. We love the local ones. 342-9595, or you can drop us a Facebook message too. And we like it when folks just walk in the studio. And even better, when they're famous or semi-famous, or they just walk.
Or used to be famous. Go ahead and say it.
Famous. TV and radio zone. Ricky Rackman. We were looking at some of the. We were watching. What is it? The best. Of Hedwig's Ball.
Yeah.
Thomas and I are fans. He got me in the metal a little more than I used to when I met him. But Hedwig's Ball for how many years, Ricky?
5 years, 90 to 95.
Is it true you walked in, Adam Curry was doing, you filled in, and Adam Curry never came back?
Absolutely not. That's not the truth
at all.
That's
not the truth.
No,
the truth
is way better than that story. The truth is I was watching MTV, and I said, that would be a cool job. And Axl Rose called up MTV and said, hey, my friend Ricky, he owns a club called The Cat House. He's into being like the VJ of Hedwig's Ball. And then Axl and I flew to New York, and Axl went with me to my audition.
Friend of, nice to have a friend in Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten either way.
And when it's
that's
the lead
way
singer.
Better. The truth is way better than your story.
Well, it's way better than Wikipedia, right? Or what a friend tells
right,
you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You got to travel the world.
I've traveled the world.
And
been
now,
very lucky.
Yeah, because we watched 4 or 5 clips, mm-hmm. and Ricky's on a boat in Paris, or he's at the pyramids.
Germany, at the Castle Neuschwanstein, or at Brazil in Rock and Rio.
Were most of these locations more impressive than some of the rock stars sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. But now I'm on my own. I'm in Galesburg.
Yeah, you're in Galesburg. Well, that's what you said. That's what you said on your website. Ricky's ride takes you to some weird and faraway places.
Yes, I didn't mean Galesburg's a weird and faraway place.
Well, it may be far away from where you started. Tell us about Ricky's ride and what started it. What spurred it on? Why are you on your bike? You love bikes. You love speed.
Yeah.
For one thing, you've been a rock and roller all your life, and you've been doing racing rocks for 15 years.
Yeah, crazy.
How many radio stations are you on weekly?
I don't know, but it was 100, and then NASCAR slowed down, and my show slowed down a little bit. I think it's still like 80.
And he does, on Sundays, you'll hear Racing Rocks with Ricky Rackman is your host over there on 92.7 FM, The Laser. But we have you on Tell Me Something Good, because Ricky's ride does a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Tell us how it started, just you and a motorcycle.
I love riding motorcycles. I just love riding motorcycles. And every year, I would go on longer rides. I'd usually ride with my friends, and then I had a dog die. And I just got on my bike and started riding. Then I started riding further. And then I realized how much I loved riding motorcycles by myself. So I've been coast to coast 7 times, Mexico to Canada 3 times. And then this year I decided, you know what, I'm going to hit. The only way I can put it, and this isn't a Democrat or Republican comment, is what I do is I call it Trump tweeting, where I just went on the internet and said, I'm going to ride through 48 states. And then I sat back and hit tweet. And then I was like, what did I just write? So now I've got to do 48 states.
And people start responding.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, you got to come to Dubuque, Iowa. You got to come to, you know, Fargo, North Dakota. You got to come to...
Was it Hell, Michigan you just mentioned?
Yes, everybody. So there's a hashtag, tell Ricky where to go. And it's R-I-K-I. And somebody's like, everybody, Ricky, go to hell. Everybody, go to hell. Go to hell, Michigan.
Did you go to hell, Michigan?
Like, yeah, and it was nothing. It rained. It was... The way to hell was filled with rain. Once I got to hell, it was very pretty, but there was nothing there. There was nothing at hell. I had no friends in hell. So I took a picture from Hell, Michigan, and then kept on riding. And basically, people go to the website, which is rickysride.com, RIKISRIDE.com, or they go to any of my social media, which is my name, Ricky Rackman. But if you go to my social media, it follows the entire journey, and I go to some incredible places.
So I'm going to throw this out here, and we're all 3 of us men of a certain age, and when we get this, we're trying to find a little bit of peace in our lives. And what you first said in the beginning, is that where you find your peace on your bike?
Without a doubt. I'm a mess. I'm a complete mess. And, you know, being from Los Angeles and working in this business, I've been always stressed thinking, you know, what's the next thing I'm going to do? What am I going to do next?
Right.
And one day I was riding in the middle of the desert, and I was like, what have I been thinking about? And then I was like, oh my God, I haven't been thinking about anything.
Nothing.
So like sometimes I'll ride 600 miles and the hours just go. And I'm a guy that can't sit still, can't focus, can't do anything.
That's
when
me.
I'm on a motorcycle, it's the best. I love doing this.
Yeah.
I love it.
So Ricky,
but this is a really long ride.
Yeah.
But Ricky's ride, it doesn't just help you. Tell us about Claire's Place Foundation and cystic fibrosis.
Claire Wineland is this beautiful 19-year-old girl that has a terminal disease called cystic fibrosis. She has the greatest attitude. So whenever I'm in like rain or traffic, I think like, what would Claire do? And she's just real funny, real upbeat.
How old is she?
19.
Yes.
She was like, what's the worst part about having a terminal disease? Forgetting to clear your search engine. I mean, she's just like got a really good sense of humor. She's just hilarious. Yeah. And she started a foundation where she helps people that have cystic fibrosis. It's not to raise awareness. It's not to find a cure. It's if there's somebody that's struggling with cystic fibrosis, her foundation helps.
Yeah.
And so
she might funnel that money to specific people.
Without a doubt. That's exactly what she does.
Yeah.
So far, you know, people donate on my website, rickysride.com. The money goes straight to her foundation. We're at like over $6,000 right now.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to hit over 10, but people just, you know, donate 10 bucks or whatever. And it's tax deductible and it goes to a great cause. And then you can go on any of my social media and tell me places to go. There's even live tracking on my website so you can see where I am every minute.
Well, motorcycle riders know what you're talking about when you find that peace out on the road.
People that ride motorcycles, they just go to the bar and do all this. They don't get it. You know, this is the same people that I'm sure long distance runners and I've heard surfers say the same kind of feeling that I have. Like, I love this more than anything I do. I just get out and ride.
I want to know about, I've heard about Indian motorcycles. Why Indian motorcycle over
I've ridden Harley Davidson's my entire life.
Really?
And I've still got a Harley at home and a Triumph at home. And I love my Harleys. But Indian motorcycles really wanted me to do this ride. Well, sort of. Okay, what happened was, I called Harley and I was like, hey, I'm going to ride a Harley on this ride. And they're like, well, we're worried about our influences and social media and the X Games. I was like, what?
What?
And I had known about Indian. I mean, Indian's the first American motorcycle. The Indian is completely made in America. And I was like, it'd be really cool. Indian motorcycles are really cool. So I talked to Indian. I'm like, hey, I'd like to ride one of your bikes. And they're like, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah.
We'll let you borrow a bike. I've ridden this bike. I love this bike. I've not had nothing with it.
Ricky Rackman is in the studio with us. It's Ricky's Ride, 13,000 miles across America, and raising money for Claire's Place Foundation, too, helping out families affected by cystic fibrosis. And you might know him, first of all, from Headbangers Ball. First time on TV ever.
Yeah.
Was that your walk into Hollywood?
Terrible. Yeah, I did. I started from opening up a rock club called The Cat House.
Yes. Still on The Cat House?
No, I own all licensing, but it's not open.
Sure.
But I still sell t-shirts worldwide. And then I started doing MTV. Then because of MTV, I hosted a show called Loveline with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Then I did a bunch of VH1 reality shows.
From Rock
Daisy
of Love.
Of Love, Charm School, Rock of Love reunions, and all that stuff.
I got a feeling you and Brett were buddies anyway, right? So was that
pretty
easy to do?
Pretty much, yeah, it was easy. I saw Sharon Osbourne 2 days ago, and like, I'm going to be honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
When people get a little work done, it never looks good, okay?
Oh, no.
Sharon Osbourne looks phenomenal. She
really?
Looks beautiful, and she looks better than when she saw her. And she's great, you know.
Are her and Ozzy on or off?
I thought they were off, but she was there. I think she's managing him or something.
Okay,
he was really good. He was great. I've been seeing a lot of great bands, and you know, I like all kinds of music. You know, even though my background's heavy metal or punk rock, I do like country.
Are you trying to hit some cool clubs on this 13-mile journey?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah,
like people say, oh yeah, go see this band playing here, and I'll try to do that. It's like bands, beautiful roads, food.
Ricky Rackman, catch him out there on the road, and catch him on NASCAR with Racing Rocks. You've been doing that for 15 years now. How's NASCAR? How's the scene out there? Who's your guy, by the way?
Ever since I've worked in the sport, it's a little bit harder. I mean, I really like Clint Bowyer in the Xfinity series. I like Brendan Gaughan, and in the trucks, I like Matt Crafton because those guys are my friends.
How about Stenhouse getting a win?
Stenhouse getting two wins.
Yeah, two wins.
And Kyle Busch hasn't won a race yet.
Is that good?
I don't know if it's good or not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing the people that haven't won and that Ricky Stenhouse won two races.
Yeah.
And
that makes things happy at home.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Because, you know, his girlfriend's Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
If you look, whenever there's a crash, they seem to be in it together. And whenever they finish, they together. Like, they finished last week. They finished 14th and 15th. They're always finishing next to each other.
Do you want to go home early? Let's crash in the third turn. Thanks for making Galesburg one of your many miles on the 13,000-mile ride, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, everybody's got to go to the Berg, right? I mean, I got to see the biggest chair in Galesburg. And that's about it.
That's nice. Well,
I saw a big chair in Galesburg. I had a turkey Reuben at Sully's.
Oh, dude, we went to Sully's. Nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter goes, go to Sully's. I'm like, okay. So I went to Sully's, and his brother was there with a cat house shirt.
Have a blast at the tractor pull. Going to the Indian Motorcycle Club tomorrow. Have a great time on your ride. You're probably inspiring others to get on that bike and just go. Ricky's Ride. And where can people keep track of your...
My social media. Go to my Twitter, which is Ricky Rackman, R-I-K-I, R-A-C-H-T-M-A-N, R-I-K-I, R-A-C-H-T-M-A-N. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook,
yeah.
And rickysride.com.
Good luck on the trip, brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to be here.
That's Ricky Rackman on Tell Me Something Good this morning. It's FM 95.